is from Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his works.
Amen. That's new. Those that can. Father God, we just thank you so much for such a promise. And in our hearts, we long and look for your soon return. And so just bless us, I pray, as we contemplate your scriptures in Revelation, even today during the service. Father, we look forward to that great time when Jesus will come and we'll all be lifted up and be able to join with him and move on into heaven. What a glorious day that will be. Father, we long for that day, but while we're here on earth, keep us faithful to you. Walk with us, speak to us, teach us, show us love, and that love may flow through to us and unto others. So every person we come in contact with, Father, may our voice, may our speech reflect that love that you have for us. And all we can say, Jesus, is come, come. We want to go home. We ask you, Father God, also to be with our speaker today. Bless him in a special way as he shares with us the great message of Revelation. We praise you. We thank you for your love. And be with those that need healing. Watch over them. And I think of Joe right now who lost his wife. I think of him and I think of his broken ribs. Father, this man is suffering. Bless him in a special way, we pray. And anyone else who is hurting out there. And Father, may we be a blessing to one another and to others continuously, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am John. I am John who gave me a revelation of Jesus Christ to show things which must shortly come to pass. And he signified it by his angel to me, who bore record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that I saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let us pray. Father in heaven, you've come to us today. Your word stands fast. And as we go through your word today, Lord, may our hearts long for the day when you come and we can be with you forever. Amen. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark in their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with the Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part on the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him forever. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to prepare them for the battle, of whom is as a sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire comes down from God out of heaven and devours them. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the heaven and earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Congregation, go ahead and sing with us 626. In a little while, we're going home. Let us sing a song that will cheer us by.
shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. There's a rest beyond this, relief from every care. In a little while we're going home. And no tears shall
And I saw a new heaven, new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the 12 gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east three gates, on the north three gates, on the south three gates, and on the west three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and its length is as large as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Now a furlong is an eighth of a mile. And when you take and divide that into how long a mile is, that is 1,500 miles. So the city is half the size of the United States, 1,500 miles square and high. Because the length and the breadth of it are as high too. And the wall of the city was 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. The fifth was sardonyx. The sixth was sardius. The seventh was chrysolite. The eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz. The tenth was chrysophorus. The 11th was adjacent. And the 12th was an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did light it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it any man that defileth nor worketh abomination, And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Repay.
shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. That will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which would shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw all these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brother the prophets which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
the shining river. Lay we every burden down.
Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and a crown.
A robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river.
The beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne of God.
Gather at the river Jordan. Gather at the river. Gather at the river Jordan. Gather at the river. Gather at the river.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we have opened your word today, as we've realized that we can gather with you at the river, may our heart's desire be ever and upward until the day you come, so that we can all gather at the river and be with you. May your name be praised today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.